Welcome to this episode of ClearedCast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security and defense contracting updates, and our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders.
Hello, this is Jill Hamilton, editor at clearancejobs.com. Welcome to this episode of ClearedCast. Today, we're joined by Jason Corrigan from Northrop Grumman. Hey, Jason, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me today on ClearedCast. We'll be talking about opportunities you've had at Northrop Grumman, especially as a veteran.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you tell me a little bit about your onboarding process with Northrop Grumman? Like, when did they enter your radar? What made you decide to pursue a career with the company?
Yeah, so the onboarding process was pretty easy. Northrop also has a process to connect you with another former military person that has made the transfer to the civilian world. And he was such a great mentor for me. And that program is still used and existing today. And it's helped a lot of military members transition. And as for me, when they entered into my radar, during my last assignment in the Air Force, I was selected to evaluate and test some of the perimeter base protection software that the Air Force was upgrading. And they wanted operators to use that software and provide some feedback. So NG had the contract at the time, and they sent several engineers down to the test site to work with the operators. And these guys were rock stars. Not only were they super focused on the warfighters and cared about our mission, they were wicked smart. I mean, they took the time to take valuable input that we had in real time and make those changes. So when I saw how mission focused those guys were, I knew that was a company that I wanted to be a part of.
That's awesome. We've talked a bit on our site a lot about mentoring. I think it's good for everybody, but especially how much of an impact it can make for veterans during their military transition. It's great that it sounds like it's helped you long term, even in your career.
That's absolutely fantastic. It gave me a different appreciation for, you know, some of the impacts that I could make as a mentor for people joining the company. So absolutely.
Awesome. What is your role now? Like, what kinds of projects and programs do you work on?
Yeah, so I'm currently the Business Development Director for our Mission Readiness and Protective Systems Business Unit. My portfolio is very unique, and I feel very fortunate to be the guy that's charged with trying to find creative ways to bring advanced capabilities to the most capable fighting force that we have in the world with the U.S. military. My very broad portfolio ranges from cutting-edge technology, from creating immersive environments for advanced warfare simulation training, to both strategic and tactical aircraft mission planning, to nuclear command and controlling communications, to satellite ground communications. I mean, a very broad portfolio. And what makes my job so unique is I get the privilege of leading and working with some of the most brilliant people I've ever met that literally wake up and go to bed thinking about how to solve complex problems for the U.S. military. It's really special.
That's so awesome. One of the things is that veterans are in demand right now. So what would make Northrop Grumman an ideal employer for a military vet?
Yeah, veterans are in demand because, you know, specifically our industry fully appreciates how invaluable their perspective can be for what I like to call kind of total product lifestyle ownership. So, you know, when someone wearing the uniform is using a product that Northrop Grumman has created, there's been a veteran that was a part of that process from the beginning, from the spark of an idea to the research and development, to the building of a prototype, to the structuring a contract, to building it, to training people on it, to deploying it and supporting it. So there was a veteran involved in and supporting the process to ensure it works as the warfighter intended it to be used. That's pretty powerful. So it's not one of the really cool things I like about Northrop Grumman is our leadership really prides themselves on not just having, you know, one type of person, but a collection of diversified talent to bring it to life. And Northrop Grumman really truly embodies different cultures, perspectives, educations, and experiences for this holistic approach. Yes, we're an engineering company, but we're so much more than that.
Absolutely true. And I love how just the emphasis on mentoring has played into that and just kind of paying it forward. But it's just so critical to have somebody involved who's experienced using all the different tools as well and knows what it feels like to be in the driver's seat, so to speak. And so when you feel that pressure, that does give a bit of mission focus. Has that been something you've seen over the years play out on all your different program teams?
For sure. You know, for a guy like me, you know, coming out of the military, I don't have an engineering degree. So coming into this industry, I kind of thought there might be a glass ceiling, so to speak, for where with the impact I can make or what I can do within the company. There's been none of that. I mean, if anything, it's been the opposite. And they're looking for creative ways to take folks that can bring that mission focus kind of approach to it and figure out how to utilize them in the best manner to make the most impact. So it's been really kind of cool to see, because if you would have told me 11 years ago that I would be a director of a business development organization like this, I would have laughed in your face. I would have thought there's no way that I would be right here. And I just feel really fortunate. And it's our company, it's our culture, it's the leadership, it's everybody empowering folks. It's everybody that wants to see people succeed. And they know by creating that environment, they're going to get the best products into the warfighters' hands. That's why they do it.
Absolutely. So what was your background?
I joined the Air Force as a security forces individual. And I quickly learned that I wanted to do more with my career. I joined a combat rescue unit and then spent the next 4.5 years deployed to Iraq as part of a special operations unit.
And so what's your education background as well?
So I've got a bachelor in business management and an associate in criminal justice.
Awesome. So I think that's really helpful to see how, like you're saying, I'm not an engineer by trade, but on the ground experience coupled with leadership skills that you've gained as a veteran, coming out of the military now as a veteran, applying that, being mentored. Were there any different other ways that Northrop Grumman has played into that with like any certifications or even just like that you've looked out for with how to grow your expertise and keep going forward?
One thing Northrop has, and probably most companies have this, but Northrop is very much an advocate for continued education, fostering those skills that you don't have, figuring out what are your blind spots and how can we strengthen those to make you a more well-rounded individual. And we have a learning exchange program. So it's a web-based learning exchange and you can go to it and literally, you know, find 100 different training courses, some virtual, some in person, amongst a variety of different functional organizations, whether your interest is program management or business development or business management or contracts or global supply chain, mission assurance, engineering, you name it, anything related to our industry, even as much some of the stuff that they also offer for understanding military acquisition process. So getting a better understanding of how they buy things helps us better prepare for the planning process to be able to present them a product they can actually buy, right? So not doing something that the military or because of contracting that they can't do or keep up with, we really try to understand how and why the military buys to better present ourselves.
No, that's great. So you just have so many good things here. You can go with one piece of advice for transitioning vets, but if you have more, like your top five things, like perhaps based on what you did to hit the ground running, even in that year leading up to knowing the transition's coming, like some of the key things you did that you're like, man, that really paid off some dividends. What would those pieces of advice be?
You know, I'm glad you opened it up from that one thing to maybe five things, because it's hard, but I think if I would have to boil it down to kind of a handful of concepts, I would say, don't settle. Don't settle for a company, you know, and recognize the value that you bring as someone that has worn the uniform. And to find a company, I think this is probably the most important thing. Find a company that shares the same values as the service you were a part of. When I was doing my research about Northrop, I saw on their website a set of core values. They've now changed since then, but they're still the themes all still the same. They've got seven now. Today they are: we take responsibility for quality, we deliver customer satisfaction, we provide leadership as a company and as individuals, we act with integrity in all we do, we value people, we focus on safety, and we regard our suppliers as essential team members. And my Air Force core values were a more streamlined version of that, but they were right in line with that. We have three: integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all you do. And you could take those three and apply it to exactly what Northrop Grumman. And at Northrop, everything starts with integrity. Everything starts before, you know, things kick off. We act with integrity first. And there are many, many companies to choose from. For a vet, finding a job really isn't that hard, especially if you've got, you know, certifications and clearances and all those kinds of things. But selecting the right company is, that's very hard. Northrop Grumman cares about its employees and wants them to be working on something they're passionate about. They care about career advancement. They care about having a healthy work-life balance. And they care about treating their employees and partners with respect. And it starts at the top. It starts with Kathy Warden. She is what I would call a people's leader and acts with integrity. You hear in sports a lot where some of the best coaches players talk about are the ones that were players' coaches, meaning they cared about their players. They cared about winning, but understanding the relationship and treating people with respect. And that's Kathy Warden embodied in a nutshell. And we're lucky to have her at the wheel of our company. And every move that she makes her team is right behind her. I know that, I mean, I can only imagine. I know that was way more than one thing, but I'm passionate about our company. I'm passionate about our veterans, and they deserve to know why I've spent it, you know, over a decade here and plan to spend many, many more years. In my career, I've worked for many companies, but none like Northrop Grumman.
That's awesome. Because especially, it's a true test when somebody stays for a long period of time, especially based on the company. I mean, I've been in, worked in the contractor world before, and contracts come and contracts go. And it's sometimes that's hard to stay for the long haul within an organization, but to be able to say, no, I buy into what they're doing, stick it out for more than a decade, truly speaks volumes. And I like that, how you just, you aligning your core values with that of the organization, like to find one that you can align yourself to, is partially what drives that longevity with an organization when you're aligned. And then finding that continuity from leaving the military to the next organization, continuity between the missions, can really help.
You know, and, what's interesting too, there's, I've worked for a handful of different companies over my career. You know, one of the things that was always interesting to watch is just their thought process and their theory around when you lose a program. Because like you mentioned, programs come and go. And when you lose programs, a lot of the companies are very worried about, oh man, these guys are just going to, you know, flip badges, and whoever wins the next contract, they're going to go with that other company. Well, they make it out to be a bad thing, but what they don't realize is, those people are tied to the mission. They're not necessarily completely tied to the company itself, but they're tied to the mission. We want employees like that. We want employees that are that dedicated to the mission. We just want to be able to win all the contracts so we can keep the talented group of people, right? But it's just an interesting dynamic, because you see people that get so focused about, oh, they're going to badge swap. And Northrop doesn't look at it that way. We want the talent that is that committed to the mission.
No, that's a great way of looking at it, especially with contracts that come up for rebid every 5 to 10 years. It's challenging, but when you're tied to that mission, that is a great perspective to have. I also do love too the not giving yourself a glass ceiling. I don't know if you want to talk to this just a little bit more, military members that might be in the process of transitioning, but like, because I think it could be hard to look at, here's my skill set and then here are the open jobs, and the verbiage sometimes is very different. Were there any key things that stood out to you that you were able to not sell yourself short and to keep pushing through, knowing that you have valuable skill sets?
Yeah, it was really, I'll be honest, it was kind of trial and error for me. I grew up in a very, you know, rural area. My parents were both very hardworking, blue collar individuals. To be honest, in the beginning, when I first graduated from high school, college was really not on my radar. I knew I wanted to go to work, and I wanted to, you know, jump in and get busy. And I went to work for a small company and did that for a little bit and had some success. And then after 9/11, everything kind of changed, and I wanted to do something different to give back. And I left everything that I was doing to join the military. Really didn't have exactly, you know, the plan figured out, but I knew that I could just figure it out as I went. If I had a 75% solution, I could figure out the rest of the 25% details out. And so I, you know, packed my bags and went off and did the military thing. And then getting out, I didn't really have a full 100% plan to actually get into the contracting business. To be honest, my dad had some health issues, and so I moved up to be with him and take care of him. But I really started missing the camaraderie, really started missing the military. It drove me to want to get into this industry. And I wish I would have had a better plan, honestly, coming in, because I might have been able to avoid, you know, some of the things early on in my career where I was just kind of figuring out things and navigating. But looking back, I wouldn't change anything, because I feel like my experience now is so broad across many different areas, across program management and all the different functional organizations, and then engineering now. And so I'm not super deep, but I'm very wide in what I understand about the military, or wide what I understand about our business. And if I was going to have, you know, something that if there was somebody transitioning in, I think it would be, they're going to have their most success in finding, you know, all the things that I mentioned about the transition, but they're going to have the most success and probably excitement if they find something related to what they've been doing in the military, and then take some time to really understand industry business. And there's many different free websites. There's many different forums. There's all kinds of industry kind of transitioning things that they can learn on the internet. Go read those things. Understand the difference that how industry approaches things as opposed to the military. There's a lot of things that are similar, but there's a lot of things that are different as well. And understanding those will help them.
That's so helpful. Thanks so much, Jason. It was really helpful, your thoughts on that. Thank you for joining us today at Clearcast. For more security clearance news and defense information, please visit us at news.clearancejobs.com.